Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, investors of all ages, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest.
Matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Time now for another episode of The Edge of Town, the continuing story of young Dr. Young at Old Folks Hospital. You know, everyone in town comes to see young Dr. Young. I guess it's because he has a lot of patients. Today, young Dr. Young and old Dr. Old are having a meeting. Let's listen in.
Well, young Dr. Young, what's your prognosis?
Well, I'd say you're not eating right, and you look like you've been rode hard and put up wet.
Not me, you ninny. I mean old Mrs. Bojangles in room 123.
Oh, well, very curious case. She doesn't look good at all.
Well, she's 97 years old.
Well, that could have something to do with it. But my diagnosis is she didn't call David Earnest.
You mean as long as that old gal's been around, she never called David Earnest?
Nope. She never picked up the phone and dialed 334-279-7431. Look at these x-rays. This is a liver.
Eh, doesn't look too bad.
These are her kidneys. They look pretty normal. And this is her portfolio.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, if she'd only taken time and called David Earnest at 279-7431, her portfolio would be in much better shape today.
Well, what do you prescribe?
I'd say a good stiff drink.
For old Mrs. Bojangles?
No, for you, you old coot. You look terrible.
And so go the days of our lives at the edge of town. Tune in next time when we hear old Dr. Old say,
well, if this is my rectal thermometer, where's my pen?
I better go check with old Mrs. Bojangles.
Go!
On the next episode of The Edge of Town.
Room 123, here I come. Woof.
From the luxurious studios of Blue Water Broadcasting at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery's radio mecca, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. It's 60 minutes of fun, frivolity, and some fine financial advice. You can call David Earnest right now at 272-9228. Are you tired of trying to look after your portfolio yourself?
I can't take it anymore!
Well, never fear, because here comes David Earnest.
There he is right there. Thank you. Thank you very much, Rusty. And you know, I checked on the last show we did.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 60-minute show now. We've moved up from 30 minutes to 60 minutes.
Yes.
And I checked on the last show. There was about 67 minutes worth of information in there. So you people are actually making money on this because you're getting more than 60 minutes.
That's growth.
Yes. Yes.
That is growth.
Yes.
Now, that's what you want. You want to grow.
Before we start off and we get off into the financial stuff, I'd like to remind everybody that you can talk to David live right now.
Right now.
You can call us at 272-9228. That's the regular number, 272-9228. And we're going to write everybody's name down. And everybody who calls in, we're going to draw toward the end of the show. And two people are going to get a free pizza.
One-topping pizza.
From Folcarelli's pizza. And then everybody else who called in get 25% off their pizza.
Or a Anytime Fitness membership for a week.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So remember, 272-9228, ask your questions. And, sir, we were discussing topics and that sort of thing. And
We kicked it around. I think tonight's topic is Remember When.
Ah, we were talking about that. I think we were talking about the drive-in theater.
Drive-in theaters and when people got along and people stayed together, worked together.
You had your windows open at night because there was no air conditioning.
Didn't have to worry about somebody shooting you.
Yeah.
You know?
I do remember that.
Yeah, or breaking through your windows and trying to steal everything, including your portfolio.
And if somebody was walking down the street you lived on, you didn't recognize them, you weren't, like, scared because they were just, like, walking down the street.
Yeah.
You didn't think they were going to kill you or anything.
And now the millennials can't remember that.
No.
They can't remember when.
No.
They can't. They can remember, but they can't remember when.
It's very hard for them to carry on a conversation, some of them, because they're so linked to their devices.
Can you remember when you didn't have to lock your doors?
I can. I do.
Can you remember when you didn't have to lock your drawers?
Yeah.
That's
why they were riding up. Is that the problem? Okay, yeah, I remember.
Do you remember when you didn't have to worry about somebody trying to steal your Social Security number?
Mm-hmm. I remember this, and I was telling a young lady about it the other day. My dad used to give me 50 cents and send me to the store. I was probably 10 years old. Send me up to the store. I'd either ride my bicycle or walk, usually the little bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
I would get him a short pack of Camels, and the rest of the money, I could get candy for me and my little brother.
Yeah.
And they knew me. They knew my daddy.
Uh-huh.
They would give me the cigarettes.
Yeah.
The candy was probably worse for you. Well, I don't know. Those Camels with no filters, they're pretty bad. But you can't do that anymore. I used to go and buy 22 cartridges for my rifle.
Oh, yeah. No biggie. Because why? You may be dangerous for society or something.
I could be going on a shooting spree.
Yeah, and see, this is what's really hurting us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't trust anybody. We got so many outsiders, maybe even insiders, that have just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And even our own selves, you know, our inner society, our morality, if you want to call it, is even shifting. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about is remember when.
Yeah.
Remember when couples work together to prepare retirement together?
Yes.
Remember when they used to do that?
I do.
Remember when people used to say, hey, you know, let's do this together, or let's plan this together. Now they're saying, hey, let's protect ourselves in case something happens. Let's get a prenuptial agreement. Let's, you know, whatever they're looking for. I mean, and now I'm not blaming people for that now.
Mm-hmm.
If I was living in that, in this era of time, and got, I mean, I've been married now for 40 years. I'm not really worried about it. If she wants everything, I'll just give it to
her.
You know,
right? If she had killed you when y'all first got married, she'd be getting out about now.
That's about right. Does it work in reverse?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know.
I told that to somebody one time, and it was our anniversary. It was, I think it was me and Donna. It was like 35, might have been 25, and they singled us out at this little. We were on a riverboat somewhere, and I think she told them it was our anniversary, and the guy up there doing stuff. Hey, we got this couple out here, and they came over.
They're still married.
Yeah, they came over with a microphone. Hey, happy couple, and I said, yeah, if she killed me when we first got married, I'd be getting out about now. And I was the toast of the cruise.
Oh, well, you're definitely the stand-up comedian there when you need to be.
Sometimes I'm just toast.
Well, you might be toast some days, but today you are really doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's all kinds of things like, okay, read here. The Dick Van Dyke classic with the flying car. You remember that?
Chitty, chitty, be careful. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
You know who wrote that?
Who?
Ian Fleming, the same guy that wrote James Bond's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, couples were, you know, planning together about that time. And, you know, they're baby boomers now.
Yeah.
And, you know, the average age for first marriages for men
in that age was around 23 and 21 in 1960
mm-hmm.
to 29.5 and 27.4 for women in 2017. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, first-time marriages are just being delayed, 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 mm-hmm. delayed. Everything's being delayed. And length of staying together mm-hmm. are shortening. And not only are they shorter, there's more and more mm-hmm. and more divorcing.
Now, I think I know, because I know how old you are. How long you got married? What, about 22?
I was.
You were 22.
I was 24.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And I was almost 25.
And Donna and I got married. Oh, I was 22. I'm sure she'll correct me. I was 21 or 22, about to be 22, and she's just a little bit younger. And we've been married 36 years. My mom and dad, I think they have been married like almost 65 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, life sentences don't go that long.
I'm telling you.
But that you're right. I think it's easier to get unmarried than it is to get married.
The thing about couples these days
yeah.
is that they are communicating a little bit more in some ways,
mm-hmm.
but it's not so good in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
In other words, there's like, let sleeping dogs lie, never wrestle a water buffalo. I mean, so is planning for retirement alone better than as a team? I mean, look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you look in there and you're going, I don't want to cross that bridge. I'll just do my own. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. But it's, you know, when I go into a couple's situation, in other words, talking to a couple,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I can't talk to them as a couple. Mm-hmm. They don't want to.
They have their own interests.
It's just like, you know, but the interesting thing about them is that they all have their own system. Like they come in and say, okay, who controls the checkbook? What? The checkbook? No, I got my own checkbook.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you get to use that check? No, he can't touch that checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do? Well, I pay the power bill. Well, I pay the water bill. Or I pay the house bill. And one of them says, well, I'm paying too much. So, you know, I get to this and I get that and this, that, and other. Well, and it's always some kind of a little clutter there,
mm-hmm.
you know, about who pays what.
I don't talk about this very much. But I've dealt with sickness the past over 4 years.
Uh-huh.
I had a stroke in 19. It was 2015.
Yeah.
And the first thing they told me is do not write checks. You do not write checks.
I'm do like, not write checks.
Yeah, because I might give the farm away or something. Because I'm put another zero in there. And Donna.
That's not really funny.
Donna has been, she has just really taken the yoke in that perspective. She takes care of so much and me too, and I have learned a lot prior to that and after that. And you were talking about, you know, couples pick your battles.
Yeah,
you know, if the soap is on that side of the bathtub and you want it over there, just, you know, it's no big deal, let it stay over there where it is, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I think if a lot of folks would spend time thinking about their partner other than themselves, they would be better off. I know I'll let her down because I'm not the best housekeeper.
But as bad as I hate to say it,
uh-huh.
sometimes I get cornered in
yeah.
having to take sides. I may have known these people, been doing business for them for 20 or 30 years, and they call me up and say, you've got some bad news, David. Well, what is it? Our good news, one of them says good news. I'm going, what is it? We're getting a divorce.
Ah.
I'm going.
That's the good news?
That's good news.
What's the bad news?
I'm telling you. So I couldn't tell you how many times I've gone through this. And, you know, it's, you know, divorce. Have you ever noticed they take a friend with them? Like
they take a lot of friends.
They
with
take
them.
Like they'll say, well, where's my friends? All the friends go one way or the other. Or they uh-huh. scatter or whatever. Just imagine what your financial guy has to do. I mean, he don't know which way to go, so he's pulled all over the place, you know? So it becomes a really dilemma. And usually what happens a lot of times is they'll just take off and go, one of them will keep you, and
yeah.
the other one's, well, you can have him. He ain't worth having anyway.
Well, and then, I didn't personally know these people, but there was actually a, a case at court. They went to court over the dog.
They wanted custody of the dog.
Custody of the dog.
And they were, I mean, this made national news. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to keep the dog. I mean, I can come by and throw him a bone or something, you know.
Yeah. So a lot of times, though, the way it works is like if I'm their financial guy before they married and, you know, I'm kind of like on that course with them and everything, I guess that's the way I'm kept sometimes, you know. And occasionally, both of them keep me because, you know, it's like when the marriage ends on a good note, then I get to have both of them. If it ends on a, I'm going to take everything away from you note, then, you know, it gets into like a different kind of category. The problem is that I have to help some of them in the beginning on how to protect their assets in case they do get a divorce.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things. Like, well, let me put a disclaimer here. I'm not an attorney, and I don't claim to be an attorney and give out advice.
But didn't you sleep over that Holiday Inn last night? You'd be smarter if you did, so you'd talk about attorney stuff.
But I've been doing this for a long time, so you know you kind of learn a few things, especially with... The thing is, in a as you said earlier, we're in a community property state. We're not in a community property state.
Right.
So if we're not in a community property state, you need to read up on what that means. If you're in California and you're in a community property state and you live with or married to somebody for so long, there's formulas that how much stuff everybody gets and splits out.
Get your clothes together because you're taking a trip to the cleaners if you're not careful.
That's right. In Alabama, it all depends usually upon, really, the judge. You come to judge, be good to him.
what's that joke about, what does a redneck divorce, and I can say that because I am King Redneck, look it up. What's the difference, or how are a redneck divorce and a tornado alike?
I don't know.
Somebody going to lose a mobile home.
Somebody going to lose a mobile home. All right.
That's wrong. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, but that's okay. I'd much rather be sitting down with somebody after 20, 30, 40 years, and they say, you know, we've been working together, and, you know, we've had some glitches, but we worked through them. And thank you, David, for helping us when we were in those times. You didn't take sides, blah, 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 whatever, you know, or you tried to help us through. And, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a bad feeling, though, a lot of times when they do divorce. Mm-hmm. So, here's my advice to you. Really, everyone, especially starting off, should probably think about how their own investments play out. Because in this state of Alabama, we are not a community property state. So anything can play out based upon how the courts call the calls.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have a hard time trying to pre-plan, other with things like you could probably do prenuptials and all these things. You can even do postnuptials and things like that. And, you know, we got some attorneys you can talk to about that if you want to. No, I'm not advocating divorce at all. But anyway, protecting yourself and knowing what it is that you should be thinking about or how to plan on, you know, exiting a situation, especially if it might be looking bad for you. But if it's looking good, then just enjoy yourself and keep growing together and don't worry about it.
Because there you go.
It's just one of those things that happen.
Every time I think about somebody getting a divorce and it's kind of ugly, I always think about that Andy Griffith episode where the man and woman are always fighting, throwing stuff at each other, and then Andy's got him in there, morning, honey. And then they're getting along, but they can't stand it. And they're only happy when they're fighting.
Oh, yeah.
I've run into a lot of folks like that.
Well, you know, I think sometimes that does make people happy.
It does.
They have a challenge.
It does, I think.
Yeah, I mean, to each his own. But when it comes down to money, you really got to work together. It's a team. You're a team.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to, when you sit down with a financial person like me, you need to both be on the same team. And it needs to be working together. It needs to be a team, sort of like a football team. Everybody's got their own play, everybody's got their own position, and everybody's got their own plan of how to, you know, win the game of retirement. So if you're if you've got a coach, and hope I'm not going to compare myself to Nick Saban now, or by any means, or you know, any other coach, but if you got a good coach, that don't hurt. It helps you be able to get there. You need to be enlightened to things like, as you age, how to protect the spouse left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Spouse left behind is not a good thing if it's not done in a way where that spouse can continue like a guaranteed income. We get these calls all the time. Matter of fact, I'd like to see a phone call. Was it 272-9228?
That is the number to this phone wretch here, and I'll answer it and put you on the air with David Ernest. You can ask him a question.
Yeah, and you get a pizza.
Yeah.
Or something else.
You could get a free pizza. You know, only thing better than pizza is free pizza.
Free pizza.
Free pizza is good, and it's that good.
Free Folcarelli's pizza.
Folcarelli's pizza. That's good pizza. Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, if you want to make sure you love your spouse naturally, you want to make sure that everything works out for them,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa, you really need to have a spousal plan. In other words, one where it continues on. You know, a lot of times I sit down with these people and they say, well, you know, one of the things I have a big regret for, what's that? I wished I had never chose this thing where I get this retirement check, but when I die, it just cuts off. Well, does your wife have Social Security? No, she don't have any. Well, did you think about that? No, I wasn't thinking about it, but I'm thinking about it now. Or vice versa. Maybe it's the wife that did it. But, you know, the thing is, you just don't want to leave them cold turkey out there. You want them to be able to make, you know, a living or be able to survive. And these are the kind of things that you need to look at when you're making these decisions on your 401k rollover,
mm-hmm.
or whatever is going on. And then you need to know some about the laws of survivorship and estate and all that kind of stuff in the state that you live in, mainly.
And I know that you know about these things, or you know people who know about them, and you can hook somebody up.
Right.
But to do that, now this is David's other number. It's 279-7431. That's how you get an appointment to see him. And that's absolutely free, no obligation, and you may learn something. But if you have a question right now, call us at 272-9228. And, you know, I thought of another story.
What's that?
Man and woman had been, married several years, and, you know, had a couple of kids. They were in school, and
mm-hmm.
they had a good day together, like a Saturday evening. They were just kind of sitting around watching TV, kind of snuggling there on the couch. And the woman says, honey, if something happened to me and, you know, time passed and you got another girlfriend or something, said, would you let her wear my clothes? And he said, looked at us, of course not. I wouldn't let another woman wear your clothes. And said, well, what about my jewelry? Would you let another woman wear my jewelry? And he said, of course not. Just quit talking like that. That's not even funny. And then she says, well, would you let your new woman drive my car? He says, no, she can't drive a stick. I think he's going to get solid food again in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
he got cut off at the knees.
272-9228. Call us up, and you could get that free pizza, or you could tell us a joke. I don't care. So as long as you don't cuss. Oh, my goodness.
We got a phone call coming in here.
Now,
but
see,
you know,
here would be where you feel
this
a little
is
bit.
Where I feel
yeah,
in.
And I'll
okay,
get the phone
you go
call.
Ahead. You get that. I think we can figure out as a team here. We're working as a team right now trying to figure out how to get this phone call in here so that we can talk about someone's finances and the financial objectives that they may be asking here in just a few seconds. But, okay, so we have someone. There you go. You didn't cut him off, did you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I believe it is Frank on the phone. Let's see if I got him there. Frank, are you there?
Yes, sir.
It's Frank. What did you say your last name was?
Kripel.
Okay, well,
Hey, Frank, this is David Ernest here in Montgomery, Alabama. Frank, where are you calling from, my friend?
Omaha, Nebraska, David.
Get out of
Omaha,
town.
Nebraska?
Woo. Yes, David.
Lord have mercy, that's a long way off.
They got great steaks over there.
Yes.
It sure is.
Yes.
Well, you know, David, I just happened to be listening to your radio show.
Really?
Yeah, and I want folks to know that I'm not advertising for business for myself in Alabama. I just want folks to know that I've known you for, 15 years or so?
Maybe 20.
20.
Yeah.
And I called David. I'm in the investment business myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to selling annuities and life insurance, whenever I have a question about what I might do, I call David. And the reason I call David Ernest is because he knows the ins and outs of all these products and how they work. He knows which ones favor people of this type of health or that type of health,
uh-huh.
things of that nature when it comes to life insurance. And he knows when it comes to annuities, based on the individual's situation, which type is the best for that person. And it's not as though I don't know what I'm doing. I've been an attorney for 41 years, and I'm in the insurance and investment business, and I've won many national production awards. And I call David because I know David knows what he's doing. And I just happened to run into David on a trip that we both won because we were successful in the insurance business. And I think it, what do you think, David? Was it Aruba or was it Cayman Islands?
Frank, I hate to tell you, I don't remember which one for sure, but I know that I remember we were both there together on both of those trips.
Oh, yeah. you jet setters, and last year on my vacation, I went to Prattville.
And I know that's a long way off.
I ain't it, though.
Frank knows where that is.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he knows about the South, man. He's a Nebraskan with a Southern heart. That's what
and
he is.
And we're wow. hoping the Nebraska football team can catch up with Alabama again someday soon, maybe yeah. in about 3-4 years.
Well, you know, you never know. You guys can really do the corn husk up there. So
there you go.
You know, I tell you. Let me just tell you about Frank.
Tell me about Frank.
Frank is a great guy, and when I have a question, this is the way we network, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, if I have a question about, you know, about the attorney side or some investment side that I don't understand, Frank's who I call. And, you know, and then we have another friend up in Tennessee if we have questions about how, you know, things like he's an asset preservationist himself,
uh-huh.
we call him. His name's Mike, and we have other friends. So we network together, and down through the years, us financial consultants, friends, we built this network
mm-hmm.
of being able to get information whenever we need this information, and it's reliable. And, you know, from A to Z. And there's all kinds of things that come up in dealing with a client. And Frank and I both know that more than one head's better than one head.
That's
yeah.
right, David.
Yeah.
We get curveballs thrown at us by these folks that come in our office. And we say, you know what? I think I know the answer to that.
But and if I don't, I can
sure.
find somebody that does. Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
the thing.
Make sure.
There you
and
go.
That's what you do, David. And I know you do that.
Well, and, you know, you never want to be too proud not to ask or to check.
Exactly.
You always want to make sure that you're doing the due diligence and the best thing you can for your client at all times.
Right.
And Frank's that kind of guy.
Well, David, I just want to congratulate you on this radio show. It's wonderful. And I've been listening to it now for about the past 20 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
And I think, gosh darn it, he is giving these people the best information, and Omaha is not the most sophisticated city in the world, but I'm born and raised in Omaha, but you know that is where Warren Buffett comes from.
Yes, I know.
And it does have the highest net worth per capita of any major city in the United States. Omaha does.
Yes, and they got some good stakes too.
Yeah.
And that's where I run into. And I run into folks that come into my office. They're very conservative. They're high net worth, and they ask very piercing questions because they're very concerned, and they do their homework.
They do, yes.
And I will say to them, I will get back to you on that, and I'll call David, and I'll say, David, you know, I got a client in my office who says ABC. He'll say, you know, Frank, I've run into that before, and I'll tell you what I think about that. And then he'll point me to where to look for that, and I find out, almost without exception, David's right.
Well, there
David's
you go.
Right about that.
There you go. Confidence is very important.
Yes, it is. And so my thought is, David, congratulations on your radio show. And this is not a planted call because you had no idea.
No, I had absolutely no idea. None, but I do appreciate your call. You know, we had a phone call. What, two or three? What was last week, maybe?
From California.
Yeah. And it wasn't planted either. And we're having phone calls. It's really amazing that we're having phone calls from all over the United States.
I know.
And just the little old radio show here in Alabama to get out to folks that far. Thank goodness for the internet, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And hey, Frank,
yes,
please
sir.
Feel free to call us up anytime. Just say hello.
And Frank. Yeah. I would give you a coupon for Focarelli's pizza, but
I don't need a pizza. I'm trying to lose weight, David. I'm trying to lose weight.
I am too, but pizza's just collateral damage.
I love pizza. When I go to Whole Foods and they have free samples of pizza, I eat like three of them, and then I ask my wife if I should get a piece. She says, "Sure, you can." Then I go, "Well, you can get two pizzas if for cheaper," and I get. One, I'll put it in the freezer and eat that during the football game while I'm watching Alabama win the next game.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, Roll Tide and War Eagle 2. I have to be,
What's the big thing you yell at the Nebraska football game?
What do we do, sir?
Do you yell? Or
what do
y'all
you
have
yell?
Like
what's your
yell? We roll a Husker. One side of the stadium goes, Husker! And the other side goes, power, Husker, power.
Husker
and,
power.
And the other team can't hear what's going on. The offense on the other team can't hear their call.
Y'all are working together as a team.
There you go.
Exactly.
You want to get there in a good way.
There you go. Frank, thank you so much, and call us anytime.
Yeah, call us anytime on your dime, Frank.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for the call.
David, it's a great show. You folks in Alabama have a certain way of talking that's different than Omaha, Nebraska.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
We got an accent, right?
Yes, but when you listen to it, it's all coming true. It's ringing like a bell.
Yeah, we can
all
make
perfect.
We can make the word shoot into like four or five syllables if we try hard enough.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I've been in Montgomery. And I love the city.
Well, when you come back, we'll take you and get you a piece of pizza.
All right, champ.
All right, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Frank.
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
Well, that was a great call.
It sure was. I didn't expect that call.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break on that note. That was Frank Flash. That was him. And we'll be back with more health and wealth. I've got to lean over here with David Ernest.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we could stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A hobo, a hobo, hobo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being old man.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement?
Well, you should be.
Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Ernest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
To the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And when I was doing that little commercial there, the first thing I said, he'll be David with your money. But I think Ernest sounds better. And, you know, Frank, if you're still out there listening, that was probably one of the best calls I've ever heard on a radio program, on a call-in show. And he was calling from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
Out there in the wheat country.
And, you know, Frank was playing it down a little bit, but Frank is a well-known estate lawyer and financial planner, registered investment advisor, and all the other stuff you can talk about out in Omaha, Nebraska. And he's huge in business endeavors, and he's just well versed in what he does. And he's a good friend. You know, when you go on these conventions,
yeah,
you run into people that they become family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go every year or maybe twice a year to these meetings, and because you start helping each other. I mean, we're networking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we become networkers, and we're just a wealth of information when we need to be.
You just gave me a great idea.
What's that?
And see, this is some of this behind the scenes, paying no attention to that man behind the curtain kind of stuff. When you get ready to go on the next one,
uh-huh,
we should probably get a few jump drives,
uh-huh,
and load some of the shows on there. And you can take it to, like, hey, Frank, I brought you something. And he could listen to the show.
Yeah.
And you know, and then other people who, I know some other people do shows.
Yeah,
that do this, and they would like, hey, why aren't we doing it that way?
I will tell you this: we're very unique here at this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to really pat myself on the back, but most shows are not like ours. Other than say like Dave Ramsey or somebody mm-hmm. like that, they're not every day. Most of these financial advisory shows
mm-hmm.
are like once a week. 30 minutes,
yeah.
You know, there's not very many of them on television or anything like that. So we're really doing a lot more in Montgomery than's normal.
And not many programs like this have a live llama in the parking lot. And this would be one of those shows that does not have it. But some do. I've heard. I've just heard people say. Frank, back me up on that next time you call if you know.
But, yeah. Well, hey, no one's calling. Is no one want a free pizza?
We tried to give.
Come
it
on
to,
now.
Tried to give it to Frank.
272-9228, right?
Yeah. Give us a call.
Give us a call. And let's get some pizza going here.
And remember, if you it just shot right out of my head. If you want to set up an appointment so that you can go sit down with David and just ask him some questions, doesn't cost anything, and you're going to get a lot of free information, it's 279-7431. That's his number. You can call him up. And as we said, and I hope this is not too confusing giving out these different numbers, 272-9228 if you'd like to talk to David right now.
Yeah.
We're always tickled to hear from folks.
Now, here's some interesting information about folks in relationships.
Yeah.
One in three Americans in a relationship, that's 33%, by the way, report that neither they nor their partner are saving for retirement. That's a lot of people not saving at all.
I know.
And among the 36% of Americans in a relationship who report that their partner is saving for retirement, roughly one in five say they do not know how much they're contributing to long-term retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They even have an idea of how much is you know being saved. That's not very good relationship information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, a workplace like a 401k is the main retirement vehicle savings, and then followed by bank accounts.
Right. And then after that, probably IRAs and things like that, when they start getting smart and rolling them over to protect them, you know. That's the other thing. You know, the government is trying to, if this new law, Secure Act, goes through, they are scared, in my opinion. They're scared, in my opinion, of the stock market crashing. And they don't want to be blamed for not having an avenue in there to keep the income from going away. So they're trying to put something in the 401ks. Hasn't happened yet. 401k people are not putting guaranteed income in there yet, and it's a problem. So to communicate with your spouse or your partner on these kind of things, they need to know, because if something happens to you, they need to know whether they have to do something or call me or someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's me. And let's roll those things into something where you can't lose your money or your income.
I think if somebody just came out of the background, mm-hmm. and they were gonna run for, I don't know, maybe Senate to start with.
Yeah.
And their whole deal was, I'm going to try to make things better. I'm going to try to go in, and I'm not going to worry about impeaching somebody. I'm not going to worry about who's working where and getting a lot of money. I'm going to fix things so that your retirement is going to be safe. It's going to be better. It's going to be fixed up so that you're the one that are going to make money, and not the people in Washington, and not the people who make these laws that take away things from people who are trying to save for when they retire. I think that person would really do well.
That's right, and that's why we're going to have some of those that are running for Senate, and hopefully some that are running for Congress. We've been reaching out to them. We're going to try to bring them in either on the radio live, mm-hmm. or on a phone call live here pretty soon, and get their perspective of why or how they're going to do this.
Well, this is another thing, and some people take time to put these things together. They had several. I'm not going to hate on nobody, but they had several names of people that are in the news,
mm-hmm.
and how long they've been in Washington. Some of these people been there 20 years. Some of them been there 40 years.
Right.
And all of a sudden, since Donald Trump got into office, everything that's ever happened is his fault.
Ain't that funny?
And now we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Why haven't you fixed it yet? You've been up there 40 years, for goodness
maybe
sake.
Because he's having to fight all these folks about other things that don't mean anything.
Yeah, well,
look, when you're trying to get confusion, you know, you can't get anywhere when you're spinning, and you know, your tires, you can't get any traction, mm-hmm. and that's what's wrong with our country. You know, we got all these things that could be going on, like the Secure Act could be better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Congress passed a Secure Act that's rotten to the core.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate tried to put something together that looks pretty reasonable, but it got pigeonholed, and now they're hope to goodness they don't go backwards and start listening to the Congress again about how to tax the living daylights out of our pensions. Mm-hmm. In other words, do you really want your pension tax? I mean, Elizabeth Warren wants to come up with a plan where they tax pensions. I mean, that's ludicrous. Do you know the average person is 401k and their defined benefits and everything are much greater than the rich man's part of it?
Mm-hmm.
And so if she starts doing that, she's just going to lower your pension, lower your retirement.
Tax and spend.
So that's not helping the little guy.
No.
You know, and the poor, they don't have the money anyway. It's the middle class. The middle class is always the one that gets hit. The middle class is always kicked around, hit on, spit on, robbed from, and just treated like dirt all the time. And yes, Elizabeth Warren, I know you'd want to pull the tomahawk out right now, but, you know, I don't care. I mean, I'm just telling you like it is. Her plan is crazy.
You're exactly right.
It's crazy.
I agree with you. You're preaching to the choir. Well, but the thing is, it's like, and no, I'm not making fun of you, because I agree with what you're saying. It's exactly right. Somehow or another, they won't be affected by this, and their bank account
gets bigger and bigger.
Kids gets bigger and bigger, and you don't know what's happening in the background about where this money comes from, you know, when they put these things together.
Uh-huh.
For example, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Obamacare, I mean, I've talked about this before. I have a medication that cost about $15 a month, mm-hmm. okay, before Obamacare. Now it's $3,000. Think about that. I mean, used to people had insulin. It cost about $15, maybe $20 a month. Now it's like $300, $400, $500 a month for some of this insulin.
I think with my insurance, it's like $80.
And think about these children and people who have all these, you know, reactions, you know, where they had to have a shot. To
like that EpiPen.
EpiPens and stuff like that. You know, those were like $15, $20, $30. Now they're like $600.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's not helping people.
See, that's the thing that's got to be fixed. I mean, if you want to go out and make money, I'm all about making money. Make money as you can. But don't do it trodden on the backs of the people that are giving you the money. That $600 thing is just crazy.
But see, here's the thing. When you're in my field, when you're in my position, my situation,
mm-hmm.
and you see all these things that are happening behind the scenes with retirement plans, and they're not really being talked about, like the SECURE Act.
Yeah.
You know, they say, well, we're going to help you. You can wait a year and a half to retire. Oh, just by the way, we're going to steal $1 million from you to do it. I mean, you know, I'm going, wait a minute, that's not worth that. You know? I mean, to take money away from your children that you worked so hard to give and then shift it over to Uncle Sam just so you could go a year and a half further before you start taking money out, and you're probably not going to wait anyway because you're in such dire need for it anyway. How did they help you? That's crazy.
Exactly. How?
And that's what Elizabeth's the one. I mean, there's something more to it than this. You can't trust them. They're up to no good. And this is the kind of stuff that they need to be called out on.
They're a bunch of scallywags. And, you know, we're going to take a short break on that thought. And we're going to come back and wrap things up. But if you'd like to call David, the number is 272-9228. And we'll still have time for a call. You are listening to the Health and Wealth Show. And so's Frank out in Nebraska. Here on 93.1 WACV.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man.
Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Earnest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. 60 minutes of great fun, great financial advice, some frivolity. Frank tonight was on with us.
That's right.
And we still got a couple of minutes. We've got about seven, eight minutes. If you have a call or have a question and you'd like to call David, it's 272-9228.
972-9228 to get in here on the program. But
everybody call at once. We only got two pizzas to give away.
You know, I got to thinking, you know, it's that last night of the fair. And everybody's probably out there, you know.
They're eating elephant's ears.
Yeah, well, you know, that's when they mark down the unsold corn dogs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is old day old corn dog night.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that, though.
Uh-huh. So. Well, hey, you know, we got fresh pizza here we can deliver.
Yeah.
And, the thing about it is that you want fresh information when you're asking about your financial questions. I mean, You want things that are not old and stale and the laws might have changed or something's different. You want to have a smart plan. So when you sit down with someone, you want to find out, or we like to find out, what it is that you want. In other words, that's what our goal is to deliver,
mm-hmm.
not just pizza. We don't want to deliver just the pizza, but we want to deliver to you your financial wishes. We want to deliver to you your dream come true. We don't want it to be a pipe dream. We want it to be a real dream that comes true for you and your love
and
of life.
You know, we've got a call. You talk, I'll get the call.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, you know, we don't put on a lot of filters here. We try our best to be open and discuss things that are important to you in your life and to try to answer the questions that you really need answered in your life for your financial plan.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we've got David on the line. David, you there, bud?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing this evening?
Man, we're doing wonderful. Hey, David.
Awesome.
This is David. Hey, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Got a bunch of Davids on the phone.
That's weird.
David and David.
Yeah, my middle name.
What can I do for you, David?
It's bound to be interesting, right?
That's right.
That's right.
You're right.
I was trying to get in the fair, but there was no parking, so I thought I'd call you.
We'll get you a fresh pizza instead of that stale corn dog.
How about that?
That's right. Well, to my question, I've got an elderly mother who is almost 80, and she had a stroke and some other health issues, and I didn't know if she was. It was possible to get life insurance on her. She seems to think it's not possible, and I thought I'd ask you what the requirements or what disqualifies you for life insurance.
Well, you say she's had a stroke and she's still in the recovery phase of that? In other words,
she had a stroke in the 80s.
In the 80s?
The
1980s. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, well, how's her health now, David?
She gets around with that little four-wheel drive thing she's got, you know, that they push around the stores.
I got one.
You know, it's got little brakes on it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like, is she mobile herself? Can she walk?
Yeah.
She can walk around. For an 80-year-old, she does pretty good. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the answer is probably yes. We can get her life insurance. Yes. Yeah. Hey,
okay.
You want to go through someone like me, and the reason why is because you want to go through full underwriting if she's healthy. If you go through full underwriting, that stuff you see on TV is not full underwriting. It's loaded because it accepts everybody. So you know that old saying, you get what you pay for. So if you're lumped in there with everyone and they know everybody, some people are healthy and some people unhealthy. If you're healthy and you kind of split that out in the underwriting process, you get more bang for the buck.
I see. So full loading, that's something I never knew. I didn't know what that was.
That's my word. Essentially, what is another word is rated. In other words, they're built in ratings. In other words, these guaranteed issue policies, I'm not against all of them. I'm against a lot of them. But most of the time, they're not a good deal for the person who's trying to get to that policy because they could get something better if they were healthy enough. You want the best that you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's some other things. An 80-year-old can actually get a long-term care policy, in-home health policy, a limited policy, for, you know, cheap also. And as long as they can move around and they're mobile, it's almost guaranteed they can get it. And I've got this interesting policy that if you're spending at least $30 or, let's say, $60 a month out of your own pocket, that it has a drug plan in it that'll reimburse $500. So if you had to pay like $1,000 for the plan, you get $500 back, then your premium is only $300-$500 a year. And that's pretty phenomenal,
wow.
too. Because if they get sick, it will p- potentially reimburse the first year up to over $100,000 for two of them, like $112,000 or something.
And is it a deterrent that she's in Florida and I'm in Alabama?
Does she ever come to Alabama?
No, she really doesn't travel much. She really likes it down there.
Well, maybe we can find someone down in Alabama that could write, down in Florida that could write that for her.
There you go.
We got contacts, and we got contacts everywhere, so. I try to help people, and I can find a person that could do it down there. I don't need anything off that. I just glad to help you.
All right,
David.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I want you to hang on for me because I got to. If I lose you
before he gets into that, call me at 279-7431 and leave me your name and phone number, and I'll call you back.
Okay. And if I lose you, call me back so I get your phone number and everything. You don't want that all out on the air.
Okay.
Hang on. All right. So we got David there, and we have got to go. We're just about out of time.
Oh.
I wanted to do something special.
Okay.
Since we were talking about folks working together and being a team and everything. You know, my mom and dad, Buck and Sammy, married all these years. Well, you know, I guess they got it figured out. And I think they would both like this since we've been talking about people working as a team. You have been listening to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. We'll see you next time.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. She walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Talk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.